place in Val Charles? You got three guys you can run through there. Is it easy to sort through all the these guys can do and can't do maybe and figure out a game plan from that? I mean, is that as simple as it sounds?
You know, it is, because you know the guys that we have. We've had them since OTAs and through camp, so you know their strengths and weaknesses. And then it's just like you see Albert Wilson or a Chris Conley or, you know, some of our tight end situations. You just know the strengths and weaknesses of each player, and you put them to use in your system. And that's what we'll do with these running backs.
Just with Nile Davis and Sharkhamzik West, how do those guys differ to you?
Well, you can see it, you know. I mean, Niall's a big, strong, powerful back. He's a downhill runner. Sharkhamzik gives you a little more of that shiftiness. You know, he's a one-cut guy that can make guys miss. Both have excellent speed. I would say if you had to just categorize, I mean, Niall is a good long-speed downhill runner. Sharkhamzik gives you more of that lateral movement that and the ability to make those guys miss.
Is it fair to say you guys have stuff in the offense that both those guys kind of do well? You guys can kind of mold stuff to fit what they do well.
Exactly, and that's what I was alluding to with Adam's comment there. The question is the fact that we put them in those situations to utilize their strengths. We're not going to let Niall do something that he can't do or is trying to work on. You know, it just doesn't work that way. That doesn't help your offense. So, yeah, we put them in those situations.
What kind of role is pass protection going to play? Who ends up, you know, getting most of these carries going forward?
It's a good question. You know, it just depends on one, the situation of the game. Are you in a run mode? Are you in a pass mode? And really, who's in the game at the time? I mean, you can't say you're going to get 10 carries and you're going to get 9 carries. Games don't unfold that way.
Has one guy out of that group kind of emerged at the best, most consistent pass protector of the bunch?
They've all done a nice job. I tell you this, that, you know, Spencer Ware is a guy that plays a dual role, halfback, tailback. Niall is a guy that, you know, has really worked on protection over the years, and probably has a little more understanding of our protection schemes. And then Sharkhamzik's just a tough nut that gets in there and sticks his hat in there. He's not afraid to take on either a defensive end or a linebacker. So they all have some strengths and weaknesses.
In that vein, have those guys kind of been able to learn from Jamal? Because, you know, Jamal does a lot of things, but he is a very willing blocker.
One thing Jamal did when we first got here was that's one thing that he kind of prided himself in was pass protection. Not only was he going to catch and run the football, but being able to block. And Jamal's done a nice job, you know, the 3 years that we've been here in pass protection. And I think he's, you know, sort of handed down some of that knowledge to those three young running backs.
How much does the committee approach affect the guys up front when they're blocking? Because obviously they know what they have behind them, and Jamal Charles is in there. How much is it going to affect their technique?
Well, I think, too, when Jamal was there, we mixed our backs quite a bit as well, especially the last couple of weeks with Sharkhamzik. And I really don't think that those guys care who's back there. They're going to do their job to whoever's carrying the ball, you know, to break and bust that running back loose. So it's just a matter of sustaining blocks and getting on blocks, creating edges, and giving our guys a little bit of space to find that crease. Teams in our division, obviously, you get two games, you get history, you know, and then what you end up seeing is if you're scouting a defense and you're looking at other teams' offenses, you know, obviously as you're scheming, and if they have a dynamite type running back, then you kind of see how they handle that runner. Are they doubling him with an end and a backer, or a backer and a safety? How are they handling that? And so you can kind of pick those things up on tape. And, you know, with Jamal, you're seeing that a bunch, whether it be an end in a linebacker or end in a safety, two backers, backer safety, corner. You know, there's a bunch of different matchups that way, and then you do the best you can by moving your back around so that it has to change their, you know, their double technique, so to speak, and hopefully it creates a you know, an advantage for us.
Doug, how do you get the offense to overcome if it has a negative player come up with that they don't let it stop the drive?
It's a mindset. I mean, bottom line, it's a mindset. There's such an ebb and flow with a football game, and there's ups and downs, highs and lows, as you know. And, you know, obviously you try to eliminate the lows, but if there is a negative play in a game, man, you just have to forget about it, move on. It's easier said than done, but that's the mindset. And, you sort of have a short-term memory. You forget about it, and you focus on the next play, and you try to capitalize on the next one, and then try to snowball and build on that.
So how does a team develop that mental toughness to where nothing?
Well, one, it comes with just continuity, I think, with the guys, all 11 working together and on the same page that way, that it starts there. And you know, you just put successful plays back to back, and that's what builds that continuity, and that's what builds that trust, and sort of having that you know, aggressive attitude as an offense, but the key is stringing out positive plays in order to get to that spot. Well, I still think that, you know, we've had success running the ball the last couple of weeks. I think we got to continue to do that. Alex has been, if you go back even to the Cincinnati game, the success he had there was a short intermediate passing game. Ball's out of his hand. We've faced some tremendous defenses these first five games. We're going into another one this week with a good defense, good pass rush. So as a mindset, you go in and say, hey, you know, what do we do well? What does Alex do well? What does the team do well? And then you put your game plan together that way and go execute. And again, it comes down to just, it's a mindset. It's my matchup versus the man over me. And, you know, hopefully I have more wins than losses against that individual. Collectively, you do that, and hopefully at the end you come out with a win.
And for you personally, what do you want to see the offense?
Sustain drives, get in the red zone, sustain and finish, score those touchdowns and not those field goals. Have success down there, and, you know, ultimately take care of the football.